All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome. You know, this is, of course, Tech. And, of course, like you heard from Wanda, we might be crossing over to, you know, the summit on the fourth industrial revolution. My colleagues are there, then they'll be, you know, notifying us to cross over. But, you know, a fourth industrial revolution is something that is very much close to me. Something that I really, you know, like talking about and like investigating, and also, you know, like scrutinizing, analyzing. And when we look at it from a business side of it, it is going to win, you know. When you look at it from the practical, you know, if you are looking at it practically, from a consumer point of view, we are already in the fourth industrial revolution in one way or the other, because we are benefiting from the cloud technology. You know, we are also benefiting from supercomputing systems that are, you know, we are benefiting from the improvement in terms of memory, or let me say data storage. Facility. When you look at your phones right now, even, you know, you are likely to buy a phone that is 128 gigabyte. If you look at that, you know, from 2007, when, you know, the iPhone started. When you look at it from iPhone started and now, you know, you see that there is quite a lot of improvement as far as memory, or I mean the facilities, as data storage facilities concerned. If you look at it, if you investigate, you know, the memory sticks when they started, I'm just giving you from, you know, the storage, how the data storage has improved. If you look at it, if you look at the memory sticks, you only had. Before memory sticks, actually, you had floppy disks that were only, you know, a few bytes, few kilobytes. And then you had now memory sticks coming in with 500, you know, 512 megabyte. Before we start to have 1 gigabyte, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then, you know, now we have 16, 32, 64, 128, and I mean, you have 256. You have 512. And then even when it comes to computers, there's even come worse. You have 900, you have 500 gigabytes, and then you have 1 terabyte, you have up to, you know, you have a lot of memory, because memory, the storage, the data storage facilities are being, you know, are being widened, they are being expanded to, you know, to be able to hold up a lot of, you know, data, because data is becoming a commodity. So those are the improvements, and we are living it. That's actually the drive in fourth industrial revolution. You are talking about, you know, immense data collection and immense data, or enormous data, you know, storage. Cloud facilities. So you are when you are talking about cloud facilities, you are talking about, if you check your phone, if you are an iPhone user, you know that you can even buy cloud facility. You can even buy cloud memory on your cloud. You know, 50 terabyte, 100 terabyte, and it goes like that. So that's how big, you know, the facilities have become to accommodate information, because information is becoming, you know, a commodity. Two, you see the improvement of the of network, internet connectivity. We had 2G before we came to 3G. Maybe we had 1G, 2G, 3G, and now 4G. See, and the looming 5G. And the 5G that is going to change, that is going to be a game changer as far as internet connectivity or bandwidth is concerned. You are having, you are going to have, you know, 5G that is coming to be a game changer, where latency is going to be solved. Latency as a problem is going to be, you know, solved. You can download a 2 gigabyte or 6 gigabyte movie or file in 6 seconds. So because they want to improve the internet speed to make sure that it's 1 gigabyte per second. So if you have a download speed of 1 gigabyte per second, you are, you know, you are the king in town, because there's nothing that is going to, you know, delay. For example, you are downloading a file, or you are uploading a file. I'm not sure whether the upload is going to be the same, 1 gigabyte per second. And if the upload is going to be the same, if you are sending a 6 gigabyte file, you are just going to, that's just going to be loaded within 6 seconds. And within 6 seconds, somebody is having access to it and is able to download that. So those are, you know, the fascinating, those are the changes that we see. We are expecting that are fascinating, that fascinating development of fourth industrial revolution. Now, that's from the, you know, pro side of things. So you have 5G now, and you also have the camera quality that is being improved because of the looming face recognition software that need to work with proper systems that are, you know, that are able to offer quality view of a camera, or quality view in terms of, you know, picture. You also have voice technology. Voice technology, in those days when you hear something, it's a robotic voice. But now, we no longer have robotic voice. We are now going to have voice, a robot speaking in a natural voice. So we are having natural voice processing, or natural language processing technology. So something is not going to speak where you have to listen carefully for you to hear what it's saying. No, it's a voice of a human being, you know, incorporated in a machine. The machine is talking and is speaking as a human being. And that is called the natural language processing technology. And this is precision. This is precise. Very, very, very precise. Because you will have no doubt. It is also incorporating accents. And, you know, accents and languages. Like, for example, South African English, Indian English, British English, US English, Australian English. And the list goes on. So if you choose South African English, it will give you that African tone, you know, that is that African accent of English, so that you are able to, you know, relate to it. If you don't really relate to an English that rah-rahs, so if you don't want it to rah-rah, it will now speak into using that language. And those who are using screen reading software such as JAWS and others, they know what I'm talking about. VoiceOver also has that capability. So now, in this era, and that is, of course, that was started with the third industrial revolution, with automation, internet, electricity, everything. And it is being improved, because everything now comes with built-in natural language processing systems and also assistive technology and also voice technology that are built in. So you no longer need to download. It comes with a built-in, it comes with that process that is built in. And then you have, you know, you have smart homes, smart houses, I mean, smart cars, smartphones, smart watches, you know, smart everything that is going to be smart, depending on where, how far the technology is going. You know, those are some of the highlights that you can, you know, when we talk about fourth industrial revolution, the robotics, a robot that can sweep and mop your house, that can cook your food, that can work as a waiter or waiter, robots that are able to, you know, military robots, you know, and even astronomy is also changing. And also at the same time, you are seeing people hoping that technology under fourth industrial revolution is going to, is able to make people live long. That is longevity technology. Technology under fourth industrial revolution will be able to make, you know, people with same sex, same gender to be able to, I'm not the one saying this, especially, you know, the, people with same gender, same who are married, will be able to impregnate each other and have children under what they call the assistive reproductive technology. Those are the dreams in the fourth industrial revolution. So, you know, the straight people will no longer argue to say no. You are not biologically, you cannot procreate. But technologically, according to the dreams of some tech enthusiasts and tech, you know, engineers and those who are excited with technology who are behind the manufacturing and innovation are coming up to say, look, under technology, science is also improved, is also improving and working towards, you know, the ability or the capability of making a man being pregnant or man impregnate another man. That is going to be possible according to, you know, some scientists. I think I shared this thing, this discussion last year when we were talking about to say if a child is born between two men, are you going to baptize the child as a pastor? So that was the question of our discussion. Are you going to baptize the child as a pastor if two men marry and they are impregnating, the other one fell pregnant, or both fell pregnant, those children, are they, you know, when it comes to biblical eternal life, do they qualify for life eternal? Do they, you know, how possible is it with a, you know, because you need female chromosome, and then you need male chromosomes. With science, maybe they are going to make everything possible that they put, you know, some female hormonal, you know, devices in there that are able to, you know, activate the conception. So that's those who are going to live long will see that, are going to witness that, and maybe will remember that this is what has been said in your own radio. You know, you will say 40 years ago, there was a tech show on Eagle FM, and this is what the tech show was saying, and this is now a reality. So maybe some of you who are listening today are going to be alive by the time this technology is unleashed and by the time it is affordable. And at the same time, you know, in under fourth industrial revolution, they also have, you know, sex robots for men. Unlike in the third industrial revolution, when you only have, you know, vibrators for women, so now they also have sex robots for men that are designed you go and choose the, you know, the type that you want. And by the time that technology becomes, or that technology becomes available and affordable to everyone, you are also going to say you heard it on radio. So those are the dreams of fourth industrial revolution. So I'm not sure when we are talking about fourth industrial revolution in Namibia, I'm not sure what we are talking about. Are we talking about robotics? Are we only talking about, you know, smart cars, self-driving cars? Are we talking about, what are we really talking about? Because fourth industrial revolution is very vast and is very broad. But the question that is asked, that is being asked ethically, is to say, who is a beneficiary of fourth industrial revolution? You know, how is it going to benefit an ordinary citizen? Those are the questions that, you know, maybe will be answered in the summit. I will put my ears, you know, because I'll put my ears on radio, because I also need to know and to understand. Right. So once, while we are waiting for our colleagues for a crossover, you can come through. You can come through. I want to bring this discussion, you know, fresh again into your mind. You can come through. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. You know, how do you understand this fourth industrial revolution? How do you understand it in the vast? I have given you the possibilities of science in those days, that you are sitting in the office and your boss can read what you are thinking about in your head. So those are also part and parcel of fourth industrial revolution, where human beings are going to be, you know, the wearable technologies, the implantable technologies, the microchip implantation is also part of the fourth industrial revolution, the brain controlled interface, BCI. Of course, that's a dream of Elon Musk. Elon Musk is thinking of, you know, implanting a chip in the brain that can download information from the brain into the computer. And then you are able to, you know, store. Maybe you are thinking about something and you might forget. So you are able to save your thoughts. Save it. Do you want to save it, or you want to share what you are thinking about with your friend? It's up to you. Maybe there will be a device where you can lock your mind so that nobody may know what you are thinking about. Nobody knows under cybersecurity and under privacy. Maybe they will come up with a software that is able to lock your mind, not to be able to be known, or what you are thinking about, not known.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your
All right, we still have up to, we still have, you know, we still have minutes for us to have a discussion. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. I was saying maybe there will be a software that will be used, you know, to lock your mind so that you may not, what you are thinking about, you may, nobody will know. And your boss will call you, why have you locked your mind? See? Why have you locked your mind? And it's not only boss, the pastors too. They will now get into your mind because they, you know, they will now use, you will now, they will now get to know what you're thinking about. So that is how, you know, Fourth Industrial Revolution is said to become. In its fullness, you know, that's the fullness of Fourth Industrial Revolution. It is very, very inclusive, but at the same time, very, very exclusive. It's very, very inclusive and exclusive at the same time. So at the end of the day, you can say, well, I don't want to be part of that world. But you are already part of it. Because, you know, look at the features of the phone that you are using. Look at a lot, even cars that you people are buying now, the latest cars. You know, they are improved. And every year there are features added to it, to a new car. So you look at how things are done, you know, you will really wonder. You really wonder that where the world is going is really very far. This fascinating technology, last year I asked you a question because, you know, some of us are saying, I'm not even going to attend a wedding, two men getting married or two women getting married. Okay. But in that world, when, you know, two men come together and they, you hear that they, there's a child in the family, are you also going to reject them from being your grandchildren? So are you going to say they are not your grandchildren? Or are you going to, you know, As a pastor, are you going to baptize the children? If two people come to say we want to baptize our child, it's not about, because in these days now, you have surrogate mothers, the people who just carry the fertilized, you know, and they give birth and then they hand over the children to their foster parents. But in the world to come, science is saying that it might change this so that you know, the couples have ownership of their children, because nowadays you have a lot of complicated situation that can come to say this person who donated the sperm and the one that donated an egg may say, but this is my child because I carried this child and I gave birth to this child. So you remember yesterday when we were with Irene, she said, well, the $50 is yours, but it in whose account is it? It is in my account. So that's my account. So when you get to an argument like that and you lose on technical, in court, you know, you go to court and the woman say, this is my child. I was pregnant. I gave birth. This is my child. So I'm not going to give it. So you lose on technical. So science is coming in to say, we can solve this unfair situation by, you know, coming up with a technology that can help men to be pregnant. So that's what is called the assistive reproductive technology. So we can solve this problem by coming up with a science that is able to help men to be pregnant, so that one of them can impregnate each other, the other one, or vice versa. So you as a conservative, you know, very religious person, are you going to accept the child born in that way? Or nowadays when we talk about, you know, the sex robot, and there is no scripture in the Bible or any other religious book that condemns, you know, sex robots. So how are you going to receive it? How is it going to be received by the church community? And somebody has his own sex robot. Because some people would argue that there are a lot of problems in marriage. Human beings are capricious. You know, but a robot, it will never disappoint you. It's always there. But human beings are capricious. So you need your own robot there. So how is it going to be received by the church community? 0832888401. That's a number in studio. Maybe you are a law person. How is law coming in? How is the philosophy of law? And how should this be regulated? You know? How will it be regulated? Because in the world to come, a human being will be a superhuman. And when you are superhuman, which means you can be a man and a woman at the same time. So superhumans are not going to be straight. According to some information that I have, little information actually, that they are saying, they are suspecting that, they are projecting that superhumans may not be, you know, straight. They might be, you know, bisexual, like you are a woman and a man at the same time. So it means you are able to give birth and to make somebody pregnant at the same time. So that is the world of fourth industrial revolution, if not fifth industrial revolution. That's a world of fourth industrial revolution. If we are not going then into fifth industrial revolution where, you know, human being, maybe in those days human being could be, because of biological technology, a human being maybe could be, you know, in a point where a human being could fly, who knows, with wings. That's science. Science is able to do those things where you are born with wings. You start developing wings. You are a human being and a bird. At the same time, you have wings. You can go to Mars because you are a robotic human being. You can go into any galaxy and survive there without any food because you are no longer organic. You are inorganic. And the professor in Japan is calling for that, because he's saying, look, what if the world becomes too hot? And what if the world becomes too cold? That we cannot be. So when it is too hot or too cold, we are able to survive in Mars. We are able to survive in Mercury because we are inorganic. You know, we are able to survive everywhere because we are no longer oxygen-led beings. We are electric beings or computer beings. You know, whatever it is, you are no longer flesh and blood. So you are no longer limited to the bounds and limits of nature. So Mother Nature, you say goodbye to her. Say, Mother Nature, goodbye. You've been so much limiting for thousands of years. Now I am a human being, inorganic. So I can fly to the moon and come back to Earth. I can fly to Jupiter and come back to Earth in a very high speed. You know? Wow. Maybe. A lot of things that we used to call science fiction are now a reality. A lot of things that we call conspiracy are now realities. And who knows? This might also be a reality where humans are, you know, inorganic. Instead of eating, you just go for a charger. You know, you are just charged, rechargeable. So you just plug yourself, you see there's some signal, you plug yourself on, you are charged. So there will be no more Ukraine-Russia situation that, you know, Ukraine-Russia karatagoma that brings food crisis. Mm-mm. You know, gone will those days be when people need to process grain for bread. You just go to you can charge yourself there. You are a human being, a superhuman. See? You are no longer organic. You don't need to eat anymore. The stomach is just there for decoration. That there was one, a human being his food was used to go into the belly and being processed through what used to be called digestion. So that is going to be history. And now you are a data being. You just process data like a computer. And you are powered. You know, you are powered by some battery. You know, one battery maybe will last 40 hours. And after that, you charge yourself. Then you are good to go. Those are what, you know, some people call exciting times that are coming with the revolutions. All right, we still have some minutes together here. And the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation, you can come through and those are the fascinating technology. And maybe some of you in your 30s, in your 40s, you might not live that long, but your children might live long. And to see this, type of technology manifolding, the question is, should you be alarmed for your children? You know, should you be concerned for your children, the type of world they are going to live in? Should you be concerned about it? Or are you hopeful that at least that world will be better than the world that we are living in now? Because we are saying that the world we live in today is better than the world before. That's what we are saying. So should we be fair enough by saying the world that is coming is worse than this world? Maybe an old person will be telling, maybe eating will be a tourist attraction. Say, oh, so this is how humans used to eat. Because we know that we call our forefathers in science, we call them humanoids. We call them humanoids that apparently they were not upright and, you know, they were not thinking straight. They were not wise enough. Their brain capacity was small. We call them Homo habilis, Homo erectus, Homo, you know. And then we call ourselves Homo sapiens because we are wiser than our forefathers. So maybe in those world, in that world, people will call us other names that, you know, the pre-humanity. You know, the pre-humanity. Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
No, I'm very well. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I want just to contribute to the discussion whether what type of world are we going to have in future, or we are leaving our children.
Should we be concerned? Should we be concerned about them?
No, certainly from where I stand, I feel we should not be, because as you said, the world before our world, there has been a significant improvement in terms of technological advancement on how the transport modes, you know, things like transport modes. I mean, people used to use donkey carts and some other mode of transport, oxen and so on. And now we are using, you know, fast vehicles. We are using aeroplanes. The computers have come in. We are even able to order our food while we are seated at home, and so forth and so on. And so things can only get better going forward, obviously, with things like the advent of the 5Gs and so on. We expect, you know, things to be a little bit more faster, things to have more improved internet connectivity and so on. So I expect that the world that we are living our future generations with is going to be bright, it's going to be great. And I'm not at all fearful, as long as obviously environmental protection and sustainability and those things need to be also taken care of, so that the environment continues to cater for the future generations as well. So we don't pollute everything, that they don't find water, they don't find trees for the oxygen to be generated and all that. But I think we want to protect the environment.
I think we are going to a level where they will not even need water. Because
no.
the level that is being projected, apparently there will be superhumans.
Yeah.
Where they will not even need oxygen because they are no longer flesh and blood.
No, I tend to differ with that prediction. I feel that human beings will remain human beings. I mean, if you look at if you believe in this history where, or the science where we come from, that there was at some stage baboons and chimpanzees and so on, and then we evolved to the modern human being, Homo sapiens, as we call them.
But the problem with evolution is it seems that evolution stopped somewhere, because baboons are no longer becoming humans. Because
yeah,
humans are being born by humans and baboon by baboons. So when was there a confusion in nature that limited humans to human and baboon to baboon to baboon?
Depending on what was taught to you, I mean, when we're at school, we're taught by the, you know, the theory of Darwin. You know,
yeah,
that.
Yes, yes.
And
I
obviously,
know.
He's the one who's the father of evolution, and then he came up with that theory. Obviously, that theories are there to be proven wrong or correct. But if you believe in the theory of evolution, obviously you go with that argument. If you believe, if you have got another, you know, background, obviously you believe in something else. I'm sure the people in the from the background of church teachings and all that, they have a different perspective. But be as it may be, I'm just saying that I do not foresee that there will be a transition of, from the current human Homo sapiens into some superhumans where you will not be needing to have blood in you or you will not need oxygen to breathe and all that. That's why for me I'm saying let us protect the environment so that it's able to take care of the future generations as well. So that will be my contribution to this this afternoon or morning. And
thank you.
Thank you very much for a very interesting discussion.
Thank you very much. All right. Yeah. So I think there was a problem somewhere. You know, the only evolution that is going on is between, you know, Mapane worms that change into caterpillars and they become whatever. But it's actually what happened to human beings is unfair because humans are only limited to humans now and baboons to baboon or ape to apes. So when did it stop? How did it stop? Nobody knows. Is it because of the food that we started eating to the point that we became exclusive? Yes.
Yes, Egan FM.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
Yeah, very good.
Should we be concerned for our children?
Yes.
The answer is yes and no. Yes, in the sense that let me start with a no. It depends where you are in society, because you know there are different type of people in society. There are those crazy ones, like the Dao and them, that come up with things. They will convince you whether that is right or not. There will be a group that will follow that one, and there will be a group that will follow natural justice, the natural law. They just want to live their lives. And life takes its course. But there are those that are not comfortable with living within the parameters of the law of life. Those are the crazy ones now. They will come up with certain things, either to improve life in their view, which is very self-destructive. So in that sense, where you stand in society, your concern won't matter. Whether you concern, whether you worry how your children are going to live, it won't matter because you have no standard of influencing what is happening in the world. You are just there to live your life. You grow old, you die. That is, you are living by the principles of the initial. I want to believe how God wanted life to be. But amongst you, there are those one that want to behave outside those rules. So in that sense, I say, whether we are concerned or not, it won't matter. But then now to say, I think let me just cut my contribution up to there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yes. All right. A conversation here. And yeah, those are, you know, the projections that are projected that in life to come, we might have a situation where human becomes superhumans. Human becomes superhumans and they no longer need water. All right. Also, this brings me to the end of this conversation. We are going to meet again on the home run and stay tuned for the rest of the shows that will follow. And I want to apologize that we couldn't cross over anymore because there have been a change, but we'll give you what will transpire from the Fourth Industrial Revolution Summit.
Being circumcised. Keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.